Finally, I'd like to comment on some of the things that have made Buddhism such an endless source of fascination for me, and also some of the things that I hope will become fascinating to you as well. So let me begin by talking about the origin and the expansion of Buddhism from its homeland in northern India. Buddhism began in northern India around 500 years BCE. BCE, as we use it, that abbreviation commonly in the study of religion, means before the Common Era or before the Christian era. The Buddhist tradition gets its name from a man who was known by his followers as the Buddha, or the Awakened One. He was born in a princely family in a region of northern India that now lies in southern Nepal. In those days, of course, it was simply part of the great undifferentiated geographical entity that we speak of now as the Indian subcontinent. I suspect that all of you who are listening to this lecture have an image in your minds already of what a Buddha looks like. I have one sitting right behind me now as I speak. The Buddha often is depicted as sitting very serenely in a state of contemplation. His feet are crossed in front of him in a position that we know as the lotus position. I'd love to be able to imitate it to you, but I'm afraid that capacity has gone with many of my old yogic attainments from an earlier life. The Buddha is a very picture of calm and contemplation. That clearly is what a Buddha is. And this is the image of this calm and contemplative human being that has drawn many people to the Buddha for centuries in Asia and here, of course, in our own environment today. This is the one that conveys most explicitly the experience of his awakening. But the Buddha did not always sit in perfect contemplation, of course. After his awakening, he got up from the seat of his enlightenment and taught about his experience to others on the roads of northern India. The major events of his life took place in what we call the Madhya Desha, or the middle region of the Ganges Basin. These sites are still the focus of Buddhist pilgrimage today. To understand the significance of the Buddha's life, we will spend two of our lectures, right at the beginning of the course, studying the religious background that the Buddha confronted himself in India during his own lifetime. The background that made it possible for the Buddha to have such a strong religious impact on Indian civilization. Then we'll discuss the three categories or jewels that are fundamental to Buddhist life. We'll spend one lecture on the life of the Buddha himself, two lectures on his teaching or his Dharma, and then one lecture on the development of the early Buddhist community, and one lecture on the tradition of Buddhist art. Once we've set ourselves down firmly, just put our feet down in these early aspects of the Buddhist tradition, then our challenge will be to understand the extraordinary diversity of Buddhism as it evolved in India and then throughout the countries of Asia. In India itself, there were two major reform movements that appeared within the Buddhist community not so long after the lifetime of the Buddha himself. One of these was called the Mahayana, or the Great Vehicle, and the second was called Tantra. And the word Tantra we'll talk about when the time comes for us to discuss that movement in more detail. But for the moment, I think it might be helpful for us simply to imagine that the word Tantra means power. This was a tradition in the Indian Buddhist community that emphasized all the techniques that cultivated a sense of power. These two movements will each get some very significant attention in separate lectures. Before these movements had ever begun to brew in India, Buddhism was carried to Sri Lanka, the island that used to be called Ceylon, just off the southern tip of India. carried by Buddhist missionaries in the 3rd century BCE. And from Sri Lanka, Buddhism was then carried on to most of Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. We don't think of Indonesia now as being a particularly Buddhist country, but some of the most extraordinary monuments in the history of Buddhism are found in Indonesia.